The Miller's Daughter by Margaret Dickinson, read by Susan Jameson. Lincolnshire, 1918.
I'll tell you something, Emma Forrest. The only way you'll ever find a husband is 'cause they'll be trying to get their hands on my mill.
Emma kept her face expressionless. Yes, Father, she murmured. But then a spark of defiance glittered in her violet eyes. But perhaps someone will be glad of a hard-working housekeeper.
Harry Forrest glared at her. And you can forget your mooning over young Metcalf. There'll never be a Metcalf in my mill, not while there's breath in me body.
As Emma bent to pick up another sack of grain, her long black plait swung forward. She flicked it back over her shoulder as her strong arms heaved the sack onto the barrow. The metal wheels rattled as she pushed it from the granary towards the mill. One of these days, she promised herself, he'll have to be told the truth about Jamie Metcalf and me. She carried the heavy sack of wheat up the steps and dumped it inside the open doors of the mill as her father began to heave himself up the ladder to the mill floor to begin his day's work. Outside again, Emma pushed the barrow back towards the granary. She paused to glance up at the huge sails as they began to turn, her gaze roaming over the tall black shape of the mill and the white-painted sails against the scudding grey clouds. Today the cold November wind was constant, blowing across the flat land from the sea. It was perfect milling weather, and her father would be working all day and possibly far into the night. From dawn to dusk, Emma Forrest's days were filled with work, beginning in the bakehouse, kneading the dough, and finishing by wiping down the shelves in the bakery in readiness for the following morning's fresh bread. In between, there were meals to cook, clothes to wash, and the house to clean, to say nothing of helping in the mill. As she climbed the granary steps, she found herself repeating a fervent, silent prayer for Jamie's safe return. The war was really over after four long, terrible years. Then why, Emma worried, had there been no news from Jamie? It was all she'd ever wanted, to be Mrs. Jamie Metcalf. Whatever her father said, she knew Jamie loved her. And besides, she didn't think Jamie wanted her father's mill. He was proud of the blacksmiths and wheelwrights' business that had been in the Metcalf family for generations. She sighed, wondering if the news of the recent death of both his parents had ever reached Jamie in the trenches. There'd been no word from him, not even to his brother, William, in reply to the letter bearing the sad news. Poor William, Emma thought. Too young to go to war, he'd been plunged suddenly into manhood, struggling to cope with the work single-handed until Jamie came home. Closing her eyes, she could see Jamie as clearly as if he were standing in front of her as he had on the day 3 years ago when he'd left for the front. He was so tall and broad and strong. "Now you be good while I'm gone," he'd said softly. "Remember, you are my girl." The two Metcalf boys and Emma Forrest had grown up together in the small community of Marshthorpe. William was her dearest friend, but it was Jamie she loved. On the day he'd gone to war, through unshed tears, Emma had watched him march away. His wide grin and a cheery wave were the last things she remembered. He'd written regularly at first, and she'd replied, sending news of the village. But his letters had become spasmodic. Then the letters to her had stopped, and lately even William had heard nothing. She couldn't stop the tremor of fear running through her afresh, even though she tried to tell herself that he would be coming back. Maybe he'd be home in time for Christmas, and perhaps in the spring they could be married. When he'd gone to war, she'd been a young girl of 15. Now she'd filled out into womanhood. As she ran her hands down her sides, feeling the curves of her body and imagining herself in his arms, her pulse quickened. Oh, please, please let him come home soon.
"I do wish you'd let me do that, Emma lass."
Emma glanced up to see Luke Robson emerging from the mill. She smiled at the